This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents.
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah, no, don't put me down for cardio.
Diet starts tomorrow.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy.
I want to quit the gym.
Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
With hosts Aileen Cooperman.
Joey doesn't share food.
And Sammy Fishbein.
Whatever, I'm getting cheese fries.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And it's just the two of us today. I feel like last two episodes, we had amazing guests, really strong episodes. We had Remy and Anne Helen Peterson. I feel like Remy is now like a single name.
Yeah.
First name only. And you guys like really love those episodes. So we're really excited about that. So it's just us two today. We're going to catch up, check in with each other, check in with you guys. And, you know, just see what's up. But first, Sammy, do you want to remind everyone what they should be doing right now? Because things have changed at Betches.
They should be heading over to the new Betches.com, which has received quite the glow up. Also, our Instagram pages are different. Our logos. We have been working on this project for like a painfully long time. So
I was looking for an agency. I just want to shout out the agency we worked with, who's amazing, the Working Assembly. I found them like a year ago, and this is finally launched, and it's in celebration of our Betches being around for 10 years. Like Sammy and I and Jordana, our third founder, started this company 10 years ago, which is fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's really crazy. And it feels like we've been working on this rebrand for like, you know,
10 years.
10 years too. No, but it was really amazing to see, like last night when I couldn't sleep, I was going through the whole back end, like obsessively clicking on every single thing, which I know is like technically part of the process anyway, which I was not asked to do, but I did it anyway because I couldn't sleep. And seeing like all the copy that we had worked on for like our brand and just all these like logos and the styling of like the design that we,
everything just coming together.
Yeah, that we had like really been talking about, and like none of it felt real until seeing it. I was like, all right, well, yeah, none of it felt real until seeing it like written out there and like seeing it cohesive. And it was just like, I'm so excited for it.
Yeah, no, just to make that point, like there's so much thought that goes into every tiny little decision, like thickness of lines of like
the thickness. I think we made the good. I like the thickness of the buttons,
shades of colors, where colors are going. And it was
one of my favorite things is the buttons, the little buttons and the fonts on the buttons. It's just like fucking beautiful.
The font thickness for which word choices. I'm just saying we really thought through everything, and I'm sure we maybe forgot some things, but that's just the nature of doing this. And I mean, I just want to say this was a real group effort, like towards the, like in the execution part, a lot of our team like really stepped in. So just saying thank you to them. It's been amazing. But if you guys love it, give us, you know, maybe post it on your social, do something. You love our new DST glow up. It's me and Sammy. It's the same. We're still eating pizza, but we're pink now. And, but everything is still the same at Betches. Don't you worry. And also we have a new podcast, or rather we have the same podcast, but now Sammy and I and Jordana are coming back to the At Betches podcast. We are hosting that again. And we're going through just like our friendship and what it was like to start Betches and just like every phase and stage. And we're answering a lot of questions about friendships and careers. So please go check it out. The first episode is out right now.
And it's different than it used to be. We used to talk about sort of just like what pop culture was happening at that time. But this is a bit more structured. We really take you through our friendship, all the different stages, how we started the business. So it's kind of more like it feels a little bit like an audio memoir.
It is. It is. The first episode, I was crying laughing.
I was really laughing too. Certain parts. We were also laughing in the recording. You can really tell.
Yeah. But anyway, so let's get into this episode. Let's talk about it. Sammy, how are you feeling?
I mean, not my best. I have a really bad headache from like almost dying on Saturday.
Oh my God.
And I'm still really dealing with that.
I'm sorry. Wait, do you want to tell everyone what happened or is it too traumatic to?
No, I'll tell.
Go through.
Basically, on Saturday, Avi and I went like skiing like a half hour away, and there was going to be like a really big snowstorm in the afternoon. So we were trying to get back like earlier. So it was like around like 11:30 or something. We were driving back, and the other reason we're coming back is because Larry found his way out of his pen. Like he got out. He escaped.
Oh God.
And we saw it on the Furbo. So we were like rushing back, and we're driving on just like it's just like a plain road straight. It's like one of the only roads you could take, you know, between towns type of vibe. And a woman like was pulling out of a parking lot, I guess. And she like fully was gonna hit me. Like I was on the passenger side. She would have crashed straight into me. But Avi kind of like swerved out of the way and she hit the back passenger side instead of the front passenger side. But like,
oh, thank God.
I still picture, like, I still see the car coming at me and then missing me. Like, I can't stop like picturing it. And I just feel like really overwhelmed by the whole thing and like not okay yet. We're recording like 2 days later. So, yeah, I'm having kind of like a headache and like a few aches.
You have whiplash?
That's what, so I felt like okay, like right when it happened, like all I really felt was like that the airbag had hit me. But I was like, okay, I'm okay.
It hit you on the side?
Yeah, the airbag from the whole, this is my first time seeing an airbag in person, like in my own car.
No one wants to see that.
Yeah, the whole side. The airbag went off and I was – and, like, the only thing I could feel was that, like, it had hit my arm. But then I started, like, Googling, like, what to do – like, what do you do after a car accident, like, even if you're okay? And literally every single thing that came up was, like, how to get a settlement after a car accident. I was just like, I'm just trying to look up some, like, stretches or something. But a lot of it said that, like, there's, like, delayed effects. And, like, last night I could not sleep. I had the worst headache.
Scary.
This morning I have the worst headache. I still like keep seeing the car almost hitting me. And
it feels, I'm sure, like very, you know, just like a holy shit, that could have happened. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like I'm still in it. Like I'm still half in it. Like my foot's, my body's still in the car.
Yeah. Yeah. My body. Yeah. I totally feel that way. I'm like, my head hurts. I'm trying to make that go away. Yeah, I still feel like very much in it. Like I can't believe, I'm like so happy to be alive. Like I'm so happy to not be in the hospital.
Yeah.
And really would have fucked with our rebrand.
No, but I mean, that would have just, that's also just like, so it's traumatic. And also it takes some time for that feeling to sort of fizzle away. Like I told you, I still remember a car accident I was in when I was 10. And I had to go to the hospital. Like I was really little and I had to go into like a stretcher, but I was fine. I was just really like scared and the whole accident was fucked up. The guy who bumped, like crashed into, like I remember, like you're saying you see the car, like visually, like I remember this was in Roslyn, like in front of the Willis Paints and the Porsche.
Yes, I know it. Yeah.
Intersection. Everybody who knows. I was like staring at Willis Paints. I remember. And I was in the back seat because I was 10 and like this car crashed into us from the back. And the guy who crashed into us was distracted because his wife just had a baby. Like, oh, the wow. whole thing was fucking crazy. Thank God everybody was okay. But you're talking about settlements. The woman who's in front of my dad.
Yeah.
She was like had the whole neck brace for like forever. But it's, I'm just saying, it is very, very, it's like, it sticks with you because this feeling of like, holy shit, I could have died in that moment, or like the person I'm with. I don't know if you feel this about Avi, like feeling Avi's feelings, but do you feel Avi's feelings about you, like being afraid for you?
Yeah, I do. Like, honestly, that, yeah, like if he didn't sticks. Fucking swerve, if he didn't swerve, or if there had been a car that in the other lane that made it impossible for him to swerve, like he literally saved me. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I don't even know.
Yeah, good reflexes.
Thank God. And like the sage luck. Like, you know what I mean? It's like the sage luck.
Yeah.
I just feel like, yeah, the woman was old. I feel bad for her. I don't even like, I like have a temptation to be like, oh, she shouldn't be driving. But like, I can't. I mean, she really shouldn't have done what she did. Like, ended up getting a ticket. There were witnesses who like told the cops, like, this is what happened.
Yeah.
And like, thankfully, like, you know, we have insurance and, you know, it's not a huge, you know, we have to see what happens with a car. Like, we might have to get a new car. Cause it possibly was like totaled because of the way it was hit. And yeah, I am just really happy to be alive and okay.
I'm happy
and,
like, you're alive as well.
Thank you
for Avi's like reflexes. Yeah. I just, and yeah. swerving.
It's just like, oh wow. Like, it's just this feeling of like that like, oh, I'm alive. Like, I keep feeling like, oh, I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm safe. I don't have any injuries. And I keep remembering that. And it's like, wow, that's so not, it feels novel almost.
Those feelings are like you want to hold on to that too. So you can like appreciate every moment, but it goes away.
I know. I'm going to try though, because like, I can just picture the car coming at me.
Yeah, it's fucked up. It's fucked up. I'm glad you're safe though.
Thank you.
Other than that.
Other than that, I mean, that's literally, I actually feel like it wiped everything from my brain because like, I can't think about anything else. Like,
hard reset.
Like, there's only, I can't really focus on anything else. I've just been watching The Sopranos for literally it's like such 3 a good days escape. Straight. Yeah, it is.
I'm thinking about watching Succession again.
I'm going to do that after The Sopranos. How'd you know? there's not as much though. So and I've seen it like so many times. But yeah, how are you? How was your birthday?
Oh, it was my birthday last Sunday. It was wonderful. It was quite relaxing. Rusty made it nice. And
he made it nice.
Yeah. And, you know, everyone, it was just like a casual day. My favorite birthdays are the ones that are like the least no production, you know? And like, there's just zero production, but like, it's just like sweet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I have not had a production on my birthday for like so many years and I'm dying for one. Like, I actually have not. No, I haven't had a production probably since like college, and I want a production, and I obviously can't have one this year, and who knows about next year. Yeah.
I want an onstage, fully produced birthday.
No, but like, you know what I mean? Like, I want to see people. Whereas before I didn't, but now that the pandemic has just changed everything.
I'm feeling a little bit like, even though I shouldn't be, I'm feeling a little bit more relaxed about a lot of things, knowing that how many people are getting vaccinated now. For sure. You know, like just feeling a little bit more, I'm not like changing the way that I am in my actions. Like, I'm still very cautious and safe, but it's just, you know, you feel a little bit less tense, right? Are you feeling that?
I am, but so yeah, my vaccine appointment's on April 2nd. If you're a SUP listener, you know why I'm getting the vaccine, although it's probably more relevant for this podcast, for my BMI that is over 30. I'm embracing my categorization in the obesity category, and I'm using that shit, and I'm getting my vaccine. And it is, I'm getting that shot on April 2nd and I'm going to be ready to go by May 7th. And that Eileen got her vax. She said it was so easy. I feel very relieved that she's vaccinated. Yeah, no, it's definitely starting to feel a little bit better in general.
Yeah, I just feel a little, I'm not like relaxed about the things I'm doing or the people I'm seeing. I'm just more, I feel less tense about the world, about the pandemic. Do you know what I mean? Like there's, it feels a little bit more hopeful that people are like going and getting vaccinated, and there's like this feeling of like things at some point, like at, like last year at this time, it was all the way, there was no glimmer.
No.
And this time, this year, it feels the glimmer is starting to shine, you know?
Right. Well, what I keep telling myself is like, okay, I can now track the, what I will be doing every weekend pretty much, or like week, like what will the next month and a half until I'm like ready to go look like? And feels like it's been going a little bit slower than it was, let's say, in February or January, when there was like unclear when the end was going to be. And like, I needed to preserve my, preserve my sanity. But now that it's like, I see when the end will be, I'm getting so much more impatient for it, you know?
Yeah, I guess I am cherishing these moments of home time now that I know that it's like, potentially things might go back to normal, but I'm excited, really excited for sort of the city to be a little bit more alive again. Over the last week, the weather like really changed in the city and it was so warm and people were just jumping in the streets. I swear to you, I was in Williamsburg. There were two dudes, as if I was in another country, two dudes standing outside like a bar, outside of a bar, like playing music and like dancing in the street, literally. And I was like, where the fuck am I? This is amazing. You could just feel like the joy a little bit more, like the weather is coming up. So knock on wood, please, because I saw that Italy is on like a third lockdown. Knock on wood, please.
Take that, New York is dead, people.
Yeah. I mean, granted, I'm still trying to move to Long Island. but anyway.
I'm excited to get back. I'm like, I really am. Like, I think that things are just going to generally be going in a positive direction, hopefully. Tony, don't even get me started. I think things are going to hopefully be a little bit better.
Hopefully.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly, it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Okay, so I know that we're really excited for things to kind of like get more normal, but something that I've noticed that I'm dealing with, and I know a lot of other people have expressed to me they're dealing with, and you know, you see kind of posts about it on social media, is this feeling of like, I have to make my debut and I look like shit because I haven't moved and I've been eating for a year, just all the time. So how are you feeling about like the debut moment? Like not the moment, but like, how are you feeling about like the fact that we're going to go into the world and wear real clothes and people are going to see these new bodies that, you know, some of us have?
I'm going to be honest. I am very grateful for my pregnancy for that reason. Like 100% honesty. I'm thinking like, yeah, but I'm pregnant, so there's my excuse now.
Yeah.
I know myself, and if I wasn't, I'd be fucking flipping.
Yeah, I don't have that as an excuse. I'm not fucking flipping, but it's definitely like,
Internally flipping.
I'm not internally fucking flipping, but it's definitely a thought. Like, it's definitely, but it still hasn't translated to restriction yet. Thank God. It has not translated to restriction yet, but it definitely has translated to like, maybe I do want to do like a little baby workout just for the sake of.
Oh, a workout? Or I thought you were going to say a little baby diet.
No, workout. Like, I've started
being. That's good though.
Yeah. No, I've definitely started being like a little bit more active. You know, because I think.
But not for the sake of weight loss, or you're saying it's.
Not because of the weight loss only, but because I'm afraid that, like, I'm not going to be able to partake of your pecan pie. I'm not going to be able to partake in activities because I will get too winded physically. Like, I got not.
Like, what the fuck activities are you talking about? Who's
walking
doing what?
Down the street for, like, too long. Like, going on errands. Walking 20 blocks home from a restaurant. Like, things that I used to just be like, okay, that's not a big deal. Now would be the craziest workout of my life. So
start walking.
Oh yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm trying to like get my stamina up so that I can like exist outside of my home.
Right. So what are you doing? What are you doing for that?
I bought new clothes. I did some
workout clothes?
No, like, well, a little bit, but I also bought like new regular clothes. Like, I did the Reformation extended sizing. I sent it home, so it will be there. I bought myself like some like accessories, like new jewelry, so that like
you feel fancy.
No, nothing fancy. Like, just
no. I said so you feel fancy.
Yeah, or just so that I feel like, okay, there's like a little more going on here that like can help me feel good. And I started doing like workouts. I started doing like Rumble boxing. I forgot how much I love boxing. I started doing Melissa Wood Health. Skiing, obviously.
Yeah, skiing, I'm sure, makes a big difference. I'm at the stage though where like things are not fitting me. I really need to buy clothes. I need to lean right into it.
Do it.
I wore like real maternity jeans yesterday, and it's exciting. So weird because it's like my bump isn't like big enough. Like, I have to push out a little so it looks more pregnant because it's not like big enough. So that it's not like
you feel so like you're in the territory that someone might be like,
oh, she just gained some weight.
Yeah.
I'm in 100% that territory. but I did find jeans that I bought, another pair of Madewell jeans that I haven't worn that I bought that turned out they were so stretchy, they fit. So just saying, those are still great. But I am in that period where I need to like start buying some bigger clothes and like just shop a little smartly for the seasons to come.
Yeah.
Which is exciting because it's getting warmer, but also that's frightening too if you think about like the clothing. You can't just like wear longs and longs. Like, right. you need there's no coat. But I'm also happy about the coat situation because I'm like, I can't. If it's cold again, these coats are just not fitting anymore.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I have to, you know, do the zip from the bottom because my like stomach is like protruding. But obviously I'm like, I'm enjoying that part kind of. It's like kind of fun to like, I saw my mom and she's like, oh, I see it now. And people are starting to like want to touch me. I'm like, oh. No. Please,
right. Please, it's step like away. Just because there's a, I don't understand that. Like, where this like license to touch comes from.
I have, you know, no need. I don't want to touch anybody's stomach.
Yeah, it's weird.
But how awkward would it be if I was like, no, it's not a baby. That's just
well,
my
that happens
stomach.
All the time. That happens. It's kids always say, like, are you pregnant?
But to touch you? No. Like an adult, no, not kids.
Right. I mean, yeah.
But I am feeling like generally better. Like I haven't really been feeling nauseous, which is a good thing. And so I'm very grateful for that. And I have a lot more energy because I know in the last three episodes ago, I was talking about how I couldn't stop fucking puking. Yeah. And I haven't thrown up in a couple days or now a week probably. So that is great.
That's a victory.
Praise be. And yeah, I don't know if anybody has heard yet, but, or I did mention this in the last episode, but we're doing a mom's podcast. We're start launching a Betches Moms podcast. It's going to be great. We have an amazing first guest. You all love her. I don't know if I'm allowed to share that now, so I won't, but I'm just saying you're all going to love her. It's launching in April. Go subscribe now. It's not out yet, but go subscribe on Spotify or iTunes just so you know when it comes out right away.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more.
All right. So I just want to go back to how we were just talking about, like, you know, the post-pandemic debut, like as if it's like a debutante ball.
It is basically.
Even though I said I'm fucking flipping internally, I think that's like a reflex rather than how I'm actually feeling. Do you know what I mean? I think that like my reflex is like, oh, fuck, gotta get, you know, summer bod ready because that's how I felt every fucking summer. Right. But like then pausing and being like, okay, where's that thought come from? And being like, oh, that's not a thought that I subscribe to now. You know, like I'm obviously not going to go on a diet. Life is going to be different. We're going to be more active no matter what. So it's something like, and give yourself some grace, right? Like those few thoughts are my like sort of second, you know, smarter alien thoughts, like more compassionate alien thoughts that come second. And then they like push fucking flipping thoughts away.
Right. I also think when we like, I'm trying to give myself to like the first time I see people in like an outfit that is quote unquote not flattering to rip off the Band-Aid, because like I know there's going to be discomfort that first time. And it's just a matter of like, how much is that discomfort going to like debilitate me, you know, and cause like really spiraling thoughts? Or will I get there and like be at the pool with our skinny friends and realize like maybe I don't really give a fuck? Like maybe, right. maybe I'm giving myself room to be like, maybe I will realize that I don't care. Because the last time I checked in on this, I was like heavy into diet culture. So obviously those thoughts are going to be bad. But maybe now, maybe I'm just anticipating that they're going to be bad. And like, maybe I won't even care. Maybe I'll just be like so happy to see people that.
The best part is like you're saying maybe, and for anybody who's listening, who's saying maybe I won't, like it's up in the air. Like we're the ones who decide whether maybe yes or maybe no. Like we say, I don't care, or I'm choosing to care less or more about something else than this in this moment. And I am actually like happy in this body, or not happy, but just I'm fine. And I don't need to like want to change it ASAP. We know that there's no actual way to change it, right? We're not crash dieting. We know better than that. So really, there's no point to be pissed off about circumstances that are unchangeable in this very moment.
Also, like another thing I'm going to try to embrace is like, okay, maybe I won't feel great about my body, but I won't be torturing myself about what to eat, because true. I no longer do that. So like, yeah, maybe we'll be at the pool and I will not like how I look compared to like everyone else who's really thin. But in the past, I would have like responded to that feeling, which I would have had no matter what I looked like, by being like, oh, I have to only eat the carrots, like no chips, like or something like that. And maybe now right. I'll be like, you know what? This is what I look like. And I can just eat whatever the fuck I want instead of like monitoring every bite in my mouth because I feel fat.
I think also another positive spin we can add, like a positive outlook, is that like how excited we are to explore intuitive eating or this new outlook or this way of being in a normal situation. Because, you know, I started intuitive eating, you did too, in pandemic. We were in lockdown. So like figuring it out under kind of a little bit more less restricted, and I mean restricted from pandemic restrictions, not like diet restrictions, guide like scenarios, is kind of exciting. Right? Like yeah. I think that's a fun thing to look forward to.
Well, on that note, something that I did kind of like to get my mind off of like caring about what I look like is I made a list on my notes app what I'm excited for post-vax. Aww. And I wrote like everything I could think of. I'm still adding to it. And it's yeah. just all the things that are going to be so amazing that outweigh literally the what I look like. Like and everything on here is such a positive list. And like there's so much to look forward to, like even like the tiny things. Okay, the first thing I wrote was seeing people again. But like maybe less obvious things is like casual days running errands with friends that are unplanned. Like where you just kind of like meet someone, slowly browsing the supermarket, like not wanting to like run out.
Get the fuck out of there, yeah.
Yeah. Being in low lighting at a bar, face-to-face conversations, not feeling the impulse to sanitize after I touch everything, meeting my friend's new babies, meeting people I've only met on Zoom, the movie
That's
theater.
That's a really good one. Yeah. That's such a good one.
Vacation, not having to worry all the time, not having to worry about how careful other people are being. Like, if you see them, like, do you eat indoors? Blah, blah, blah. Having the option to cancel plans.
Yeah.
Real drinks from a restaurant, not dodging people on the street, getting dressed up occasionally, just like all the stuff that, like, you know.
Yeah.
That like are just really much more important than like my size when they happen.
Absolutely. I love that list. I would add one is like, I would add one is like, and this might sound sad, but I don't mean it in a sad way. being like less lonely.
Yeah.
Because like just as an, as a byproduct of many of the things you listed, like being able to see friends and not really freaking out about who they've been seeing is so underrated, because it's so, I was talking to Rusty about this and like, he was telling me about his friend who's pregnant, and the wife is like really, really, like really scared, right? She's really on edge about it. And she's like not letting the husband go and see his friends. And, you know, I very much empathize with her about that, but if you take COVID out of it, she wouldn't care about that, but then she would also be able to go see her friends, and she would feel so much less lonely in her pregnancy, you know? Like,
right.
There's so many things that branch out from this like solo life.
Yeah.
And so many like amazing things that could come out of it.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
The only reason this even occurred to me that it would be potentially damaging to like adults is because I know it's kind of damaging to babies. Like babies not being able to see like faces and meet new people and like have new stimuli is really bad for the baby. But it's also really bad for us. Like walking past, like obviously masks are necessary, but like when everyone you see is wearing a mask, like you're not seeing people's facial expressions. You're not seeing their smile. You're not seeing like the humanity of the person as much. And like absolutely. Everything yeah. becomes like, I saw this article in the Atlantic. It was like the pandemic is fucking up your brain. And it's like, people can't remember names. People can't remember words. Like they call it like smooth brain. Like your brain is just like, just blank. That's how I feel so frequently. Like it's all just been like sort of relegated to like me in the house, going from the desk to the kitchen, to the couch, desk, yeah. kitchen, couch, bed. Desk, kitchen, couch, bed, all the fucking time. Like that's my whole existence.
And the slopes.
Well, now I have the slopes, but I didn't have the slopes. And yeah. Well, many people don't.
Right. No, I know. And also just to add another layer, I know you were talking about babies, but there's so many people I know and like someone I know close to me that who had a baby in the pandemic, and their dad hasn't, the grandpa of the baby hasn't been able to see the baby yeah. for a year.
That's very much like common.
Hasn't met the baby. And that's like, obviously the baby's like, doesn't know, but the parents know, the mom knows, the grandparents knows. And I just like, you know, it's my grandparents, for example. So I'm so excited that like maybe when I'm due in August that like, my God, there is a way for my grandparents to come see my baby because they're old. And
I think they'll be. I think I'm optimistic.
For the first time, I'm really optimistic that it's
I know people are worried about like another surge or variants, but like from what I've read, I really think that we're going to be okay from
knock
that.
On wood.
Knock on wood. But also I was Miss Doom and Gloom a year ago. So like, I hope that it, you know, that I can be a little more positive on the way out.
Yeah. But again, I hope this episode isn't just one big jinx, but we're allowed to share how we're feeling. definitely allowed to feel. But if you guys are feeling that like fear of coming out of pandemic, just know you're totally not alone. Like if there's any way to not be, it's not alone about this.
Yeah. No.
because everyone is feeling that like, you know, I also am excited about the fact that when the weather is warmer, last summer, even in pandemic, I was so much more active and like Yeah, like I walked, I ran. Remember, I was running all summer. I don't think I'm going to be able to run this summer. I'm probably going to be so fucking uncomfortable. But at least I played pickleball. Pickleball was my sport.
We were able to have my wedding. Like, we were able to, like, do it. Like, that's the last time I saw anybody.
I'm excited for people's weddings. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, right. Things, weddings are on my list.
Weddings. And it's funny because before it was like, ugh, another wedding. Now it's like, yes, another wedding.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. But yeah, no, it's like there's so many things to, you know, to look. There's so much to look forward to that I would hate for people to, and myself, like I would hate for it to, like, all the beauty of the things that we're getting back to be wasted or like somehow diminished by fat phobia, essentially, because it's not you. You're not, there's nothing wrong with you. It's fat phobia that makes you feel like there's something wrong with you.
Absolutely. Yeah. A lot of people got out of their routine and that's normal. So you just, and then don't be so hard on yourself to go right in. That's another thing. It's not just the fear, but this like pressure of diving right back into your routine. It's almost that same exact one from March of last year where it was like crazy routine starts now. Like when you like walk out your door and you're feeling safer one day and you're like, here's the new me. Like you do not start making a to-do list of the way in which you're going to like start this new routine based on pressures of how you're going to look. If it's based on like, wow, I have all these freedoms now and I'm going to take advantage of them, but I'm not going to be so hard on myself. I think that's a better approach. But the like, oh my God, now I have this amount of time to get fit before this date and XYZ.
I think what's like sort of being ignored in a lot of spaces is that like this was a year-long sustained chronic trauma for everybody. Even if you had the most comfortable house in Miami with the warmth and you were, you know, out, it was a sustained chronic trauma to have lived through a pandemic for a year and to ignore those feelings that are going to come up when things are quote unquote normal. Like, I think that like I really think that this is something that people could potentially be dealing with for like several years. Totally. The lasting effects of this are not something to joke about. Like it's been, it's like, I don't know. All that I can say is that it is definitely a sustained chronic trauma. And like, you should consider it that you've been through that and not be so hard on yourself.
I agree. Hard agree. But if you're feeling that way, please email us, dst@betches.com, write in, because I think we'll be talking about this for a while. I think a lot of people are feeling this way. And just know you're not alone in this, as usual, right, guys? And yeah, guys, don't forget to listen to this Thursday's episode. We're going to be back. Obviously, Dear DST, non-scale wins, so many fun things. And please rate, review, subscribe. Go check out our new branding. Go check out the new website. Please go listen to the new At Betches podcast. And
it's funny.
We're always... What?
I said it's funny.
It's funny. And we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com. EFOODS.com.
Betches.